In Florida, a Miami-Dade police officer has been relieved of duty after video emerged of him hitting a black woman at the Miami International Airport yesterday. Body cam footage shows the woman arguing with the officer before she moves just inches away from his face, and it escalates from there. You just heard the officer hitting the woman. She then falls to the ground as more police rush into the frame. The Miami-Dade Police Director Alfredo Ramirez says he was shocked and angered by the video and has asked the Miami-Dade State Attorney to investigate the use of force. Miami Herald reporter David Ovalle has been covering this. And David, the body cam footage begins after the woman and the police officer appear to have already been in something of a dispute. Do we know how all this started?
Yes. So the woman is 21-year-old Paris Anderson. She was at the airport and had missed a flight. So she was, according to the police, yelling at the ticket agent. They called the police, tried to calm her down. According to them, you see her yelling at the police officer, taunting him. At one point, he kind of steps back a little bit. And then she steps into his face, and then he claims it was a headbutt, and then he just, you know, delivers a slap that is very visceral when you watch it.
It is, for sure. And when you see the video, and from what you can tell from your reporting, in reference to the officer saying that she had headbutted him, is there any indication that that had happened? And what are you hearing about whether it would have been an appropriate response to hit her like that?
I wouldn't say it's a headbutt, but certainly one could argue that was his perception. But as for whether it's an appropriate use of force, it's kind of hard to tell. I mean, in Florida, the Stand Your Ground law allows anybody, not just police officers, no duty to retreat. So whether it would be a criminal charge, that's going to be debatable. Certainly administrative, you talk to police officers, and I've had more than a few reach out to me and say that's absolutely how they're taught. They call it a diversionary strike. Now there's the other element in that she wasn't wearing a mask. And so there's this whole COVID angle as well. So it's messy. It's not, optically it looks really, really bad. But I think there's going to be a lot more nuance to a case like this than a few of the other use of force cases we've seen in South Florida in the last couple of weeks.
Right. And look, tensions between black people and white officers has been at the center of so many of these cases that we've been talking about. But how are people reacting to this incident, given that both the woman and the officer are black?
Well, that's one of the sort of gray areas that pops up in Miami more than other places because we are such a diverse community. White officers here are in the minority. Most are Hispanic, and there's a pretty good amount of black officers here too. And in this case, the officer, Tony Rodriguez, is a black Puerto Rican officer. So there is a sort of added element of that. You know, I think a case like this also underscores what a lot of black officers are feeling in terms of tension and conflict. Black officers really know too well what it's like to grow up black, but also feel very conflicted because they're devoted to their jobs and they feel like they're being singled out as quote unquote sellouts. And so it also underscores a lot of the dynamics in these really precarious times.
That's David Ovalle, a reporter for the Miami Herald. Thanks for covering the story for us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.